You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Kathy Adams, president of Smart Merchants, a full-service payment technology company based in Seattle, Washington. Kathy, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And happy to have you with us as well. So tell us, Kathy, what is a payments technology company to get things rolling here today?
Sure. Well, we are a little bit different than most in that our scope is very large in the terms of all that we offer. But basically, a payments technology company is a company that helps a merchant accept electronic payments, credit card, debit card, ACH. And then we advance the money from those payments to the merchant, and that occurs typically in 24 to 48 hours. And then we also provide the technology to accept those payments in an organized and secure manner so that there's less fraud, but with a product that suits their needs, that helps them, you know, appropriately track those payments and assign them to the right customers and so forth. So sometimes the software that we provide is very specific. For example, we have a software that works well for wineries. It helps wineries sell direct to consumer for such things as their member club. So, you know, it helps organize those monthly shipments of wine to the club members and keeps track of those credit cards payments securely and so forth. So that's just one of the types of software. We have software for, you know, law firms, retail stores, restaurants, and endless supply.
And Kathy, I'd be curious, how did you enter into the industry?
Well, I responded to an ad, actually, almost 25 years ago. I went to work for First Data, and First Data is one of the largest processing platforms in the world. I think I read recently that they process almost 3,000 transactions a second, and they're in close to 40 countries worldwide, I believe. But I started with their Wells Fargo Merchant Services division, and I worked for them for about a year and a half. I gained a lot of industry experience with that. I did well. I managed to make it into their top national reps. And so I learned a great deal, you know, on how a very large provider like that operates. You know, after a little while, I sort of felt like my values, you know, were maybe slightly different. So I went on to work for another big provider, and that one was Heartland Payment Systems. You may have heard of them in the news. And at the time, they actually only had about 5 employees. So I grew with them, learned a great deal. I helped them start their restaurant vertical by bringing on their first restaurant association, and they took that nationwide, did very well with that. In fact, I think it's been about 2 years now, but they sold for about $4.3 billion, I believe. And so I had a good training there. And then after that, I went to work for a few slightly smaller processors. Fast Transact was one, and PayPros was one, but they were both very technical, and I got great experience on, you know, really learning some deep technology on our industry in terms of e-commerce and internet processing and payment gateways. So that was good. And then I also became an ETA CPP certified rep for our business, which is sort of a industry certification, trying to focus on bringing some, you know, some standards and some ethics, kind of formalizing that for our business.
Well, you certainly have a lot of experience in the industry, and I like how you found that ad some 25 years ago. Certainly was a difference maker for you. So tell us, why did you start Smart Merchants?
Well, I've been in the industry for a long time. You know, honestly, I think we can do it better in the manner that we want to, which was, I was a little bit dismayed with two things, you know, and I think that the way merchants are treated. I feel somewhat passionately that, you know, the small, medium, and even large businesses in our country, the owners are incredibly hardworking. They're the backbone of this nation. They employ more people than corporations. And I felt that they deserved that respect, that transparency that I thought we could do. And so that was one reason. And then another reason was I felt as if the support and the sales staff for a lot of these payment technology companies that are going through consolidation, you know, they build up great wealth and then they sell out. You know, that staff that helps build that, you know, sometimes got left behind. So we also started with the idea of all of our employees having some skin in the game and some ownership. So we are putting into place a stock share participation. And then lastly, we wanted to give back. So any one of our merchants can nominate a nonprofit of their choice. They just go to our website, they download the form, and they can pick a nonprofit. And to that nonprofit, we will send 5% back from the receipts on their merchant account.
Yeah, certainly a nice touch there. Kathy, how do you determine what software or product is right for a particular merchant?
Sure. You know, it's actually fun sometimes. You know, it's a little problem solving. And the way I like to best explain it is we're sort of a doctor and the merchant is the patient. And so we always start out by asking a lot of questions. So a merchant would really not get a solicitation call from us where we're trying to push a rate. What we're trying to do is learn more about what their needs are. You know, do they have backups at their checkout counters? Do they have employees complaining about things that are too cumbersome? Do they have a PCI fraud or a breach protection plan in place? Let's see, do they need help, you know, easier reconciliation and inventory tracking? So kind of really trying to find out what is their problem. Do they feel like they're just spending too much money, or do they feel like they, you know, don't get response when they have a question or a need from their processor? So it's really kind of asking them a lot of questions, and then we go out and try to find the best solution for them. Sometimes they might already have a solution that's pretty good for them, and it's just focusing on their bottom line, and we are actually really exceptional at that. Our rates are usually about 35 to 40% less than many of our competitors. We do that on purpose, not because we don't want to make money, but because our attrition is almost non-existent. We really don't lose our customers. And so we have a very long-term idea about pricing correctly, pricing right, so that we keep those merchants long-term. So sometimes we're just lowering their rates. Sometimes we're really looking at their interchange that comes from the card brands like Visa and MasterCard. And we're experts at reducing that section of their statements. You know, sometimes we'll come across a merchant where their rates really are fairly low, but there's this entire section of Visa and MasterCard interchange on their statement that's being ignored because a lot of our competitors are not as well versed in some of the things that that can be done in that section. So, for example, we have one customer that does about, I think, you know, right around $3 million a month. And in just focusing on their interchange rates, we were able to bring them about a $24,000 a month savings. So that was, you know, nice. And then, you know, just plain customer service. Sometimes they might have a right software, but they don't know how to use it properly. And so it's just helping that merchant train on that particular product.
And I'd say helping someone save $24,000 is certainly significant, no doubt about that. Today we're joined by Kathy Adams, the president of Smart Merchants, a full-service payment technology company based in Seattle, Washington, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, with so many competitors in your industry, what do you offer that is different in the market?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of competitors in our industry. And, you know, in some ways that makes our job hard because merchants think that we're all the same. But what I would say we offer that's different is we offer peace of mind. I'm a business owner. And when I have a service provider, and in my mind, I feel at peace with that service provider because I know they're there for me. And I'm not worried about the fees that I'm paying because I understand them and they're fair and reasonable, and the service I get in exchange for those fees is good, then I have peace of mind. And it's one less thing I have to worry about. And so I think that's the number one thing that we do differently. As an owner, I have to call some of our service providers, and it can be very frustrating. I think there can be a lack of employee knowledge and training, or maybe those employees don't have permission or the right tools to solve, you know, customer service issues. And so we really put a lot of emphasis on that and respect our merchants' time.
In your best opinion, what is the biggest mistake a business owner could make when choosing a payments technology company?
Sure. I believe the biggest mistake is often if they're only focused on rate. Sometimes I will have, you know, a CFO or, you know, a top-level controller say to me, well, what's your rate? And no other questions. So it's clear that the mindset is that that is all that matters. But, you know, a decent different piece of software can save hours of reconciliation labor. You know, it can cut lots of labor off the processing and, you know, really make a difference for a merchant. So I would say, you know, not focusing on rate alone. And the rate from the processor is such a small portion of the fees that end up on a monthly credit card payments statement. So they really, you know, should be asking about their interchange, asking for an analysis of the section on their statement that solely comes from the card brands, like, you know, again, Visa and MasterCard. Not looking at all of their contract terms, you know, making sure that everything in that contract matches exactly what they were promised or any proposal that they might have been given, because they can vary differently if they're not, you know, careful.
And I'd say that's some good advice there. And so many are worried about the price and not even considering how much time they could be saving. And as we know, time is certainly money. Lastly, Kathy, do you have any advice for business owners? We have business owners tuning in from literally from all over the world. And since you've got 25 years plus in your industry, I'm sure you would have something valuable to offer in terms of parting advice.
Sure. You know, so far things are going well for us. We've managed to double our sales every year and be profitable. And we're doing it by doing things, you know, the right way, by charging fair rates, by really investing heavily in customer service and support. And I think that, yes, you know, I see that sometimes business owners are tempted by that quick dollar, but the cost of, you know, acquiring new customers is so high that in our minds, and I think we're able to show that, prove that just having that investment in good support and being willing to take a little less for the long term, for that long relationship with a merchant, you know, I think we're proving that it works.
Kathy, really has been great to have had you, and quite an interesting journey and story, backstory that is, from start to present, and really has been great to have had you on the program, as well as thank you for introducing Smart Merchants to the audience. If folks wanted to take advantage of Smart Merchants and your services there, how could they get further details and be in touch?
Sure. We have a website. It is actually smartmerchantsclub.com. They can find us there or call our 800 number, 1-800-608-1218, and our staff answers the phone 24/7.
And you can't beat that. Again, Kathy, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Kathy Adams, the president of Smart Merchants, a full-service payment technology company based in Seattle, Washington. And for further details and to take advantage, visit smartmerchantsclub.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.